So we got an email from a listener this morning. So I thought this was interesting. He said he was listening to our Seth Rogen podcast last night while he was walking. So he ranked it as a good walking podcast.
Like, we're good to listen to while you're walking, which means we should probably talk like this so we can get you going on a pace.
In
Let's
a rhythm.
Get your Fitbit going. Do you have your Apple Watch on?
No, see, that's very annoying. So, no, we won't be doing that. So, yeah, I thought he said he quite enjoyed it. And I'm wondering how you can walk and listen to us at the same time and not comment that either I'm an idiot or you're an idiot or something.
Well, didn't he say that he does a podcast also where he just has random thoughts like as he's walking? He's not distracted. He's not looking at the news of the day. He's not checking Twitter. He's not checking chat to see if anybody's chatting with us. He just, it's free form, whatever's on his mind, whatever. Oh, there's a bird, like whatever.
He listens to podcasts while he walks and he does a podcast. I don't know how that would sound.
Like doing a walking podcast.
Doing a walking podcast while listening to a podcast, while talking to neighbors and petting dogs as you're walking around the neighborhood. How does that work?
Well, I guess you can have earbuds in while you're listening to somebody else. And then you can talk to your phone. You could talk into your phone, right?
Right.
So you can multitask. People multitask all the time. Women do it all day long.
I just think that to me, that's doing too many things at one time. I don't have that much bandwidth in my head to do all that at the same time. But I guess he does. So he said we have a good walking show. So I thought you'd find that interesting. But I'm just wondering if he's walking and talking and thinking at the same time, what does that sound like in his head?
Right.
I'm thinking this is what it sounds like is he's getting ready. He's putting his shoes on to go walking. And
all right, now you go. I'm going to find a podcast. Oh, there's one. They're talking about Seth Rogen here.
Honey, don't forget your Fitbit.
Oh, God. This is the only reason why I walk is to get away from her.
What about the Apple Watch? Wear that.
Oh, God. Don't ask me to take the dog either. I'm not taking
it. You want to take the dog?
No, I gotta do my podcast and listen. What are these two idiots talking about?
Honey.
What's his name? Come on, he's pretty famous.
I don't know. God, listen to my wife. She sounds like this chick. There's two of them. And this dude's an idiot. He doesn't know who Jonah Hill is.
His name starts with a J.
We need milk while you're out.
I'm not going to the store. I told you I'm going to do my podcast.
Listen, I don't understand. He goes out and he goes for a walk. And like, I don't know. Is he having an affair? I mean, I don't really know what's going on.
You told me I was fat.
He never takes his Apple Watch. I say, take your Apple Watch. He never does.
I'm taking the dog, and I'm never taking her.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta go listen to his podcast now.
Why does he not know Jonah Hill? What is wrong with this guy? Why?
That's what's going on in his head.
What? Okay, so now I'm leaving. I'm walking out the door.
This idiot doesn't know Jonah Hill. That's what he's walking and thinking that to himself. It's Jonah Hill.
It's Jonah Hill, moron.
Jonah Hill, you idiot.
Oh, my God. Here comes my neighbor. I'm walking. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I'm listening to a podcast. Don't talk to me. The neighbor is coming up. Yes. Hello, Jackie.
Your hedges have been way too high. I've asked you over and over that you need, you know, there's a council here.
This chick sounds like this chick on the podcast, too. Oh, God, it's just not...
Yeah, so this is what I think it sounds like, and is that...
Oh, God.
The neighbor's walking by.
Right, the dogs are barking.
Some other dog.
I gotta move out of this freaking neighborhood. It's just...
Wait, is that a fire truck coming?
And now another neighbor's coming out, and
No, I don't want to talk to you either. I just want to freaking walk, and I can still hear my wife in the background.
Stop it, I'm walking. I can't hear you anymore.
We need help.
This is not a very good podcast he's doing.
This is a great podcast.
Is he seeing stuff? Is he commenting on, like, are there birds? Like,
no,
what's he looking at?
I can't because everybody's talking to me, and I'm just walking and trying to listen to this moron. Jonah Hill, you idiot. I'm just walking and I'm talking to this. Oh, God. This is the dumbest podcast. This is the dumbest show I've ever heard in my life. This is even dumber than my show. All I do is walk and talk. This is, oh God.
This is my favorite podcast now. just his thoughts.
My thoughts in my head. Maybe this weekend I'll kill somebody. Maybe that would be good.
What does the guy think about Meghan Markle?
Okay, I don't even know who that is. I don't care. I live in Pennsylvania, I think.
I don't know where you live.
You're not even sure where you live?
Yeah, he lives in Pennsylvania. He doesn't care.
You don't know where you live?
No. He still doesn't know Jonah Hill. What's wrong with this guy? Who gave this idiot a show? This guy used to be on the radio? Oh, God. Oh, look at that.
I like the idea of, like, a podcast criticizing our podcast. That's
a squirrel. Look at that cute squirrel in the tree. Look, a cat. I'm just walking now. My feet are starting to hurt. Maybe I should turn around and go back now, because I'm not going to talk to my butt. Jonah, you moron. She's not very nice to him either, by the way. He sounds like a really great guy, and she sounds like a bitch. I wonder if she's hot. Maybe I'm going to look her up when I get home.
Don't.
Who's that?
Don't look us up.
It's like the small devil on my shoulders.
It's like people that look at me and they say, I bet you were hot once. And then they see pictures of me when I was like 19. They're like, oh.
I can't.
Nope.
I wonder if
I was wrong.
I wonder if she's hot. I bet he has a face for radio.
Jordan.
There's a reason why we're in radio.
It's Jonah Hill.
This has been going on for 10 freaking minutes. Now I'm getting tired. Should have brought water.
Did the guy bring water?
No, I didn't bring water because I got out of the house so quick because the wife was talking to me. She won't shut up.
Jonah.
Maybe somebody wants to chat with me while you're busy listening to this guy's podcast, listening to our podcast.
I got to get back to my podcast. Okay, so I'm walking down the neighborhood. I'm trying to look into people's windows without them knowing.
Okay, that's a peeping Tom. I don't think he's a peeping Tom. I think he's just walking and
can I open up mailboxes and look inside mailboxes? Can I do that? Look, here's a puppy. I'll pet the puppy. Nice puppy. Puppy's chasing me.
Now the cops are coming.
So.
Yeah, so that's
I think that's how his podcast goes.
That's exactly how his podcast goes.
I sure hope not, because that was terrible. I'm guessing his is way better than that.
I think I would listen to that, though.
The guy commenting on other podcasts?
Yeah, that, by the way, is still better than 98% of the shows I listen to on
Anchor.
That's
a good point. I know, it's so funny you would say that, because once in a while I'll tune into I'm already over Clubhouse, by the way, but once in a while I'll tune into Clubhouse and I'll hear somebody being like, and I do this and I do that and I have this business and my business just went number one and we are the number one beauty brand in the world and I have a podcast. So I'm like, great, let me check out their podcast. I had one guy I was listening to where he was bragging about his podcast was too good and it was like soaring up the charts too fast, like before he was ready for his podcast to do so well. So I was like, oh, wow, this must be very interesting. It was a podcast on money management or something. So I was like, oh, great, great topic. I went and I listened. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was beyond unlistenable. It was like the guy had no self-awareness whatsoever. no, what you have to understand, and you and I learned this early in radio, if you're going to do something, especially something where it's about money management, it's about the listener.
Mm-hmm.
You have to help. The listener is listening to learn something. You can't just sit there and brag for 20 minutes about all the great things you did in your life. No one cares. This is not your mother radio.
And
if you want to do a podcast for your mother and tell her all the great things you've accomplished, awesome. But, you know, then don't go on Clubhouse and ask me to listen to your podcast.
It was 4 minutes into some show I was listening to the other day before they even got to any meat. It was all commercials and talking about how great they were and mm-hmm. and everything else. It was, then they had a song. It was killing me.
I have a friend, she's a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I really got to start getting more into social media and whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know, you should get like on Instagram or whatever. She goes, no, they want me to do a podcast. I'm like,
who?
Her group, the group that runs her.
Oh, okay.
I guess there are several pediatricians there, whatever. They want them to do a podcast,
mm-hmm.
which in itself sounds interesting because they probably have a lot of great information, but not one of them is a host. Not one of them knows what to do. They don't know, you know, they get on and they just start talking about, I don't know, whatever they want to, whatever science they want to talk about with no direction, no guidance. That's why she was asking me. She was like, what do we do? Like, how do we structure this thing?
How do we do a show?
And I feel like, you know what? You know, I'm just going to go become a pediatrician and I'm just going to call you and go, how do I become a pediatrician? Like, how do I structure this thing? Like, just invite kids in and then just start, I don't know, examining them with tongue depressors? Like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, so I think it's really funny. Everyone has a podcast now, and some of them are quite good, and most of them are not.
No, 98% of them,
yeah,
aren't good. It's kind of like the guy walking around, and the guy probably has a great podcast while he's walking around. We just right. don't know because he didn't.
No, the problem is, but that's what I'm saying. The problem is, she's a doctor, and they're asking her to do a podcast, and she should say to them, "Yeah, in my medical degree, it says nothing about broadcasting.
Bring somebody right. in and let them do it." So. I'm not going to do it.
Right. Bring in someone who knows what they're doing. Have them interview you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have them ask you questions. Have them maybe get questions from listeners and then call it together as a podcast of stuff going on in the world of, you know, pediatricianing.
And buy a mic that isn't connected to your headphones. That isn't
yeah.
part of your headphones like this
right.
and talk into it. Actually buy decent equipment. You don't have to buy a studio.
Right.
But at least buy a $100 mic and talk into right. that.